Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for TV. Tonight I wanted to talk about never settling, never taking second best, and always shooting for what you want. And while I talk about this, I'm going to show you some photos of my travels. And the reason why is because, number one, I never get to share them that much. But number two, I think it's a really good example of what your life can be like if you decide to kind of go your own way and become a bachelor and do your own thing. You know, if you're younger, if you're in your 20s or your 30s, and you're now finding yourself in this lifestyle and you wonder, you know, I've got maybe 50 or 60 years left on this planet, or if you're my age, I plan to live to be 100, so I've at least got 55 years left. That's a lot of time. That's like a lot of your life. And many guys think, you know, I'm going to be lonely. What am I going to do? How am I going to fill my life with excitement and activity? Well, if you take care of yourself and you stay fit and you properly finance yourself and properly invest your money, when you get to be a little bit older, and it doesn't take that long, you can travel around the world. Now, I did it by backpacking. I threw a backpack on my back and I flew to Iceland, then I flew over to Norway, and then I backpacked all through Europe, and then I went down and across over to Egypt, and then Southeast Asia, and then down to Australia, New Zealand, and home. And it took about, I think, right around 18 months or so. And it was relatively inexpensive. Those 18 months cost me just about, I'd say, between $800 and $1,000 a month. Now, to some of you younger guys that are just getting started out in work, that sounds expensive. But when you've been working for a while and you invest well, remember, that's no rent, no car payment, no anything. Just me traveling, finding hostels or sleeping in my tent out in the wild, and taking airplane trips and maybe buying a few tickets here and there for a museum. My main hobby while I was on the road was photography. And that's what's actually on my second channel on the Unknown Adventure. I'm kind of getting those videos out. But in the meantime, you know, here's some video or here's some photos of some of my travels. So for me, my passion is traveling. My passion is seeing the world and learning about other cultures. And then as I get a little bit older, then I realize, okay, well, I can also, I can also either do this continually, or I can find a place that I like and spend an extended period of time there. When you guys are feeling a little bit lost and you see your friends around you getting married and you see your friends around you having a family, and there's that, what am I going to do instead of this? I want you to start thinking about what your dreams are. Now, if your dream is a family and kids, I don't know what I can tell you there. I don't have any advice as far as that goes, because that's just not my wheelhouse. I have no knowledge of that stuff. But when it comes to chasing the rest of your dreams, whether it's you want to rock climb or whitewater river raft, or even become a raft instructor or scuba diver or a traveler or a videographer, whatever you want to do, the point is to chase it. You know, too many times we get into this rabbit hole of a funk where we don't know what we're going to do and we don't know how we're going to be happy and we can't envision ourselves as a single person out living the world. Well, when you do kind of get out there and you kind of get to it, it's not nearly as bad as you think it's going to be. You just have to change your perspective of what you want out of life. I took my perspective, you know, I had a 9-to-5 desk job. I was successful at it. I could have probably done that until the day I died and retired quite comfortably. But I realized, you know, do I want to wait until I'm late 50s or 60s or even older before I start enjoying things that are out in the world? And the answer for me was no. So from several years ago, I started saving money so I could travel. And after traveling, I realized that if you do it the right way, it's not too terribly expensive. I've had friends that have told me that they flew to Europe and spent 2 weeks in Paris and did this, that, and the other, and it came back and it cost them $4,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 because they didn't, you know, they stayed in 5-star hotels and they ate in fancy restaurants and they took all the tours. But you never also really found out what the country's about, because you didn't stay in a hostel and you didn't go to the small little backwater restaurants that aren't expensive and aren't fancy, but they're where the working man, likes to go to eat. I did the same thing in Ireland. You know, I did go to the Guinness factory, but instead of drinking there all day, I went and I did my tour. And then I went down to a local pub that had been established in like 1786. I think it was one of the oldest pubs in Ireland. And I met people and I sat at the bar and I spoke with them. And I, of course, I didn't understand half of what they were saying, especially the older gentlemen, because they spoke in such a strong Gaelic accent. Even though it was English, I got nothing. But my point is that, you know, through all of this, you can find things to do. You can find ways to be happy. You can find things that are going to fill your life. And you will find that that is much more fulfilling than a relationship or a quote-unquote normal job. Because when you do those things, and those of you that are older like myself, or whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, you can quickly attest that you say, well, I got this job and I was there for 5 years or 7 years or 10 years and I blinked, and because every day is just like the other days, you know, unless you're, you know, doing something very, very unique. Days turn into weeks, turn into months, turn into years. And before you know it, you've worked a good portion of your life at a very comfortable, a very safe, a very reliable job. And if in the past you may have seen friends in reliable relationships and everything's reliable and everything's stable and everything's steady, that's going to lead to one thing, a very mundane, boring, everyday life. And as you get older, there's going to be regrets. And I can tell you this because I'm not that old yet. I mean, I'm 40s. But there, I wish I could go back at 18 knowing what I know now, which would be to work my tail off, make as much money and stuff it in the bank as much as I can. And then when I was ready for a job change and my apartment rent was done and maybe I have an old beater car, I could leave it in a friend's garage or parents', you know, backyard or something, I'd take a good wad of that money and I'd travel. Because I tell you, a year and a half on the road equals 10 years of normal life. The year that I spent, or the year and a half that I spent on the road, was so long, and a good long, because I never knew where I was going to lay my head at night. You know, am I going to put a tent down and hide it in a park where I have to hide from people? Am I going to sleep without a tent and just crawl in a bush? Am I going to find a hostel for $5 or $10 a night? The unknown, and that's why my second channel is called The Unknown Adventure. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I bought a ticket for Iceland. That's all I knew. And then I wanted to travel. That was the entire trip. And I just chose where I went next based on a Flixbus pass. Like I could get from Berlin to Warsaw on a deal for $17 or €17. And I said, I guess I'll go to Warsaw next. And so I went up to Poland. And then from there, I said, well, I'm kind of heading out towards the Ukraine. I guess I'll go to Kyiv and check out that. I guess Kiev is how Americans say it. So I went up there. And I just wandered for a year. And the cost of it is really what surprised me. It was cheaper than having a regular apartment. It was certainly cheaper than being in a relationship. It was cheaper than having a car payment. And so I don't know. Your passion may not be travel, but I could tell you, maybe make it part of your passion. You know, chase your hobbies and do things that you love. But I can tell you now that when you see other cultures and you meet other people and you have to learn a little bit of other languages, I'll tell you right now, getting off the train in Japan wasn't too bad because they had most of the signs in English. But you get off in a smaller city in the Ukraine where they don't have English posted, and you're just looking around like some of it's in Ukrainian, some of it's in Russian, and you have to get a phone app like Google Translate to take pictures of stuff and try to figure out what's going on. It's an adventure, I'll tell you what. But after doing that, for me at least, I realized that there are so many things in this world that you can do, and there's so many adventures you can have, and so many interesting things that you can experience, that a relationship or a 9-to-5 job or security or all of that really isn't that great a prize. If anything, it's a prison sentence. You just don't know it because it's what everybody does without realizing that there's other options available. So I did all this when I was, 44, 45. I guess I started at 43 and I was 45 when I finished. So, my birthday overlapped. Anyway, my point being is that it's never too late. Whether you're in your 50s, your 60s, you want to do this, or in your 20s, even if you're not making a ton of money, you could still save slowly. And over the course of a year or 2 years, if you can put, you know, a couple $1,000 away, instead of buying that new phone every time you can, instead of buying the new laptop, instead of buying the next toy, maybe skip that one video game you think you really want that's $59 or $60, whatever the hell they are now, and, you know, get it when it's on sale in 2 years for $19. If you can make certain sacrifices, man, the world is open to you. And you can meet beautiful cultures and beautiful women and beautiful, amazing food. And just the adventure is just so amazing. So, I wanted to put this out there for you just to let you know that no matter what age you are, after you've lived this lifestyle a little while, after you've learned how to plan, after you've learned how to do the single thing and think that way, man, the expression is perfect. The world is your oyster. It's all open to you. It can be done cheaply if you make sacrifices and live out of a tent and backpack and hitchhike and ride buses. It can be done fun. It can be done cheap, and it will be amazing. So if you find yourself having a bad day, you're having a rough time of whatever, just remember what's coming. Just remember what can happen for you and chase after it. Go after it. Don't sit back and just say, I'm going to do the 9 to 5 and pretend like I'm going to live like everybody else, except I'm going to do what they do, but I'm going to do it single while they have families and all that. Don't do that. Carve your own path. Find something that's adventurous and exciting and fun and go from there. And trust me, you'll appreciate it because it becomes, life is so big and so much better. If you want to check out my travels, I have my Instagram, which is above. That's more photos of like what you've been seeing here, but times 20. I have my second channel. I'll be putting videos out slowly. It's very hard to edit in hundreds of photos into a video, but I'll have that out as well. And if you want to support my work, link is down below for that as well. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. I'm going to leave it there for the night. You guys take care, and we'll see you soon.